1. Begin transmission.
Ho, yo, yo. It is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm getting out of my car here at Herrenhaven on a very sunny day. It's kind of hot. It's a little hotter than I would... It's a little hotter than is safe, is what I'm trying to say. But when I was in my house looking out the window, I didn't think it was quite as windy. And so, here we are. It is a little bit windy though. Oh, and there goes my knee. Okay, it came back. And here's some folks coming out of the forest right now. Howdy. Oh, so it's a bit windy as I walk around the dragonfly pond here. And there's nobody in it, no ducks. There's frogs, and I'm sure there's a turtle or two hiding in here somewhere. But I don't see anything. All right, so into the forest we go. Things have changed since we've been here last. It's very much greener. And now there's a little bit of canopy. I'm actually walking in shade right here at the entrance. I'm trying to look down into our marmot den area, but there's so many leaves now. All the big trees are starting to leaf up. They're looking pretty green. All the medium-sized trees are very leafy. And all the ground cover is getting to be very tall. Look, here's some grass that's higher than my knee. And those are just the blades of grass, not the stalks of grass. Birds are chirping. Hopefully I won't get too hot. It's a little bit warmer than I sort of thought. It's about, 78 or 80 degrees with direct sun shining. I've got my sunglasses on. And I am looking for dudes. Oh, look what we have up here. As I approach the crosswalk, there's some new signage. Somebody made some new signs. One points to the right and says boardwalk. The other one points to the left and says photo blind. As I approach them closer, these signs are routed. They're brown. They have inset yellow letters, painted yellow. And it looks like somebody went in here with a router freehand and made these signs. They're about 10 inches by 24 inches, or about 20 centimeters by 30 centimeters, a little bit more. And each one is mounted on a 4x4 post driven into the ground. So that's nice. Why is my knee so weird? All right, so now I'm walking out the cut. We're gonna check the Mulhall's property up here, see if there's any dudes. My knee is acting funny. It's acting totally normal, but every once in a while it just does this weird, painful thing. Okay, anybody out here on the Mulhall's property today? No. Not even any geese or anything. So we're going to turn right back around and head out to the boardwalk. And my knee is acting totally normal now. That's weird. Yeah, something. When I'm walking, I'm twisting on my knee or something. And it gets zing crazy really fast. Alright, I'm walking by a marmot den. Jeez, that looks like loose dirt. Looks like somebody's been digging in there. Do we have a mott all the way up here? Alright, so as I walk by the sub pond, wow, the duckweed is starting to take over. Especially out there. Looking pretty green on the water. Got maybe 50% coverage. 50% duckweed coverage on the sub pond. Okay, so as I head out towards the boardwalk, the wind is already trying to annoy me. What are we gonna see out here on the big water today? I'm looking around, and as I step out onto the boardwalk, water level's coming up a little bit, that's good. There's three geese out at the end of the boardwalk, swimming around. I can see a turtle. He's crawling out of the water onto the log to my right. He's way out there. He's the only turtle on the log. He wins, because he got the log all to himself. Yeah, he just crawled out. And he's just sitting there. I can see little fishies darting around in the water. There's kind of a lot of soup right here at the edge. But I don't see any scratty action in the little muskrat zone. Sure haven't seen any muskrats in a while. But I'm going to get off the boardwalk because being in direct sun is getting kind of hot. And itchy. So I'm going to walk back into the forest, where we can sort of be in some shade. Oh, I can see people on the land bridge. What are they doings? Looking at something. Oh. Wind is kicking up a little bit. The wind doesn't feel too bad, breeze-wise. That really seems to help a little bit. But that doesn't mean that doesn't mean I want to hear wind noises as we listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, my knee is acting up. Look at that motty hole. I'm looking at a hole. That looks like fresh dirt. See, somebody's been digging right here. And I'm trying to look in there a little bit better to see if there's anybody in there. I don't see any bugs, but that is fresh dirt all dug out. Somebody's been just checking out that hole. Interesting. Oh, man. What is going on with my knee today? All right, so let's I'm back at the crossroads by the brand new signage. I'm going to walk over the land bridge. Oh darn, and I thought those people were coming out. They're heading in. So we're going to stand here for a minute, look into the billabong. I don't see any billabong action. It has been a while since we've seen any of our muskrats. Where's our scratties? I think the scratties are still hanging out in the area where we found them back in February. They're way up in the, that would be the southeastern corner of the property. That's where there's one of the, that's the word I'm looking for. It's where one of the springs feeds into the lake here. And there's a lot of cattails up there, so I think our scratties are over in that area having a good scratty time. Doing scratty business. Alright, so we're going to walk into the wall blind here. Ow! And we're going to see what's going on in the back of the billabong, which is absolutely nothing. There's no ducks hiding back here. I don't see any dudes. I don't see any turtles on logs or anything like that. So there's not much going on back here. Why is my knee being funny? This is a different thing. I'm sure it's related. This is a different thing than what has been happening. Alright, so we walk around the end of Frog Harbor here. Lots of frogs down in the water. Lots of duckweed. It's really duckweeding up around here. That's good, I guess. Seems like it's a little early for duckweed, but no, that's about right. Plus, we've had such strange weather. It's gotten so warm that our duckweed is thriving. Oh, What do I keep doing to my knee that is really making it weird? Okay. It's strange because I sit here and walk. My knee does that thing. It hurts super bad. And then, oh, hey, I think I see some mushrooms on a tree that weren't there before. Yeah, there's some big dryad saddles on that dead tree up on the ridge. They're pretty big. Can't really, there's a better angle. Can't get to them, but that's weird. I'm kind of surprised that something like that popped so fast, especially when we haven't had jack for rain lately. Yeah, it needs to rain. It needs to rain soon. Or we might get outside our window for morel mushrooms. We need a good solid day's rain. We need it to start raining at about 7 o'clock at night. And then have it rain overnight. And then stop at about 10 a.m. when I want to be out looking for mushrooms. So here we are at the turtle reproduction pond. Do we got any snappers or any turtles out here today? We got a goose standing on a log, kind of back there in the sort of the other side of it. There's his buddies back there, his mate probably. I see some ripples in the water, but those look like fish ripples because I'm not seeing any dudes. Not seeing any dudes at all. And what are our people looking at? We've caught up to some folks looking up into the tree. It must be a bird. What did we find?
We're not sure.
We're watching birds here at Heron Haven today. As I limp my way down to the big blind. Got a couple birders here with their binoculars and cameras staring up into a tree. As I walk down here into the big blind. Somebody's shuffling around down here, and that's a bird. And as we look out over the big pond, what is going on? It's a real sunny, hot day. I was expecting to see turtles on the logs. I do not see any turtles on the logs. I'm looking out at Goose Island. And there's like four geese just standing around. I do not see any geese sitting on nests anymore. I don't think we're going to get any goslings this year at all. Looking out towards the delta, I see nothing. Wow, this is weird. I'm looking out towards the cormorant log. I don't see my cormorants. They might have left for the year. I'm looking around. I don't see any herons. Looking up into the trees, I don't see any egrets. The trees are all green now, though. Green trees. There is nothing. Nothing going on. Where's all the ducks? Where's all the scratties? Scratties are way out there, I think. It's weird, though. No goose nests. I don't think we're going to have any goslings this year. I don't know what is up with that, but maybe there are some goslings that are just swimming around somewhere where we can't see them. We'll see them eventually if they're here, though. A little bit of soup, a little bit of algae and duckweed starting to grow out here. But I'm turning around, and I'm heading out of the blind, and I'm going up the stairs. I'm going to... Oh, look at this. Here's another new sign in the style of the other ones. It says Upland Trail. I didn't know we had a name for it. I just always referred to it as the Loop Trail. And yes, the Loop Trail is all covered with fresh bark mulch. If you'll remember the last time we were out here, there were some people presumed to be Boy Scouts dumping mulch out on the trail, so it looks like they spread mulch. Looks pretty good. Looks pretty good. I wonder if we're going to get any mushrooms on this trail now that it's got all this bark mulch on it. This is why I like bark mulch. You know, people chop down old trees that have lots of mycelium in them, and the trees get ground up to make bark mulch. Okay, we're going to look down here into the ravine. Oh, can't see anything. People then grind up the trees to make bark mulch, spread the bark mulch out, and then little mushrooms grow out of the bark mulch after a while. So, that's always fun. I do like mushrooms. Sure wish we could find some. Other than that big dryad saddle. But we couldn't even get close to that one. Oh, here's where they sort of did a poor job. But, you know, I guess beggars can't be choosers. Free labor and all. So, trying to protect my knee as I walk down the hill here. And we need rain. I need lots of rain here. I'm afraid that the ground temperature is going to get too warm for morel mushrooms. We've had some unseasonably warm days in the last, almost a week. That's heating up the earth. Oh, and as I get down to the bottom of the hill here, here's another sign that I somehow missed before. Upland Trail. Actually, there's three signs. That's bizarre. So back onto the main path. Back over the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. I'm looking back down in there. This is weird. Why am I not seeing any more turtles on logs? Where'd all the ducks go? I guess we may have hit that funny dead time. Every spring, usually in the late spring, usually this starts to happen around in June, everybody disappears for a while and we can never find anything. But then starting about, you know, July or so, then we start seeing, you know, the regular residents hanging out. They come back and they hang out a lot. But it's weird. It seems like the springtime rush is over. And we really didn't have a very good springtime rush because it was so cold, then it got so hot so fast. For some reason, we're not having any goslings. is very weird. Seems like all those nests that we saw didn't produce any eggs. Very weird. All right, here I am back at Frog Harbor, looking for froggies. I see a few frogs. And now I want to walk back into the wall blind and see what's out here. So it's kind of been a strange year. It's definitely been a strange year so far here at Heron Haven. Strange as in atypical. And as I look into the back of the billabong, yeah, there's nobody back here. Nobody back here doing anything. No ducks hanging out. Where's my herons? Actually, I kind of suspect I know where the herons are. I think the herons are in their nesting tree down by Tranquility Park and further north into other Mulhall's properties. Mulhall's is a giant nursery that sits here on the corner of the same intersection as Heron Haven, kind of. And back in the olden days, and we're talking, I don't know, 60 years or more ago. Wait, what was that? That was nothing. I'm walking back across the land bridge. Oh! Ho-ho-ho! I'm looking into the billabong from the land bridge. There's a big turtle sticking up out of the water halfway. Now, what is it? Is it a really big western painted turtle, or is that a snapper? Am I looking at his head, or am I looking at his butt? Is he facing this way, or is he facing the other way? That's a big snapper. That's a snap. That's not a western painted turtle. Jeez, I wonder if we could go over there. We can almost get up there. I wonder if... I've got my camera with me. I wonder if this would allow us to get a nice shot. Oh, he's moving. Where is he going? He was sort of halfway up onto the... It looked like he was sort of coming up onto the bank, but no. Now he's swimming underwater. Frogs are squeaking and jumping away from me. And they're jumping into the path of my snapper, so I'm helping my snapper buddy. Yeah. He's swimming sort of away from me, but he's in the water. And he's in the shallow enough water that, yeah, that's a snapper. Get that fishy. There's some fishies swimming right up to him. There's his fishy buddies. How did that guy get in here? He looks like he's... No, he's not too big to go through the tunnels. He's just about the right size. His carapace, his shell, it's not that big. Maybe 25 centimeters. A little less than a foot. You know, call it like 10 inches. And it's probably... just wide enough to fit back into the tunnels. So he is 4.5 meters from me, just swimming along the bottom of the pond of the billabong, which isn't very deep. And so I can see him quite clearly. He's right out in front of me, just swimming along, doing snappery stuff. I am not going to be able to get a photograph. See, he was right over here. He came up into the shallows, and he was sitting right here. There's a lot of frogs in here. All right, so now Mr. Snapper, he's over investigating by a log. There's a log over there, and he's checking out the side of it. I'm walking back through the grass here. Gonna get back onto the path, and hopefully into some shade. I've been standing in the direct sun. And I can feel it. It is unpleasant. So, where is he going? As I stand back up here on the land bridge, I can see him. He's swimming under some duckweed. He's kind of swimming towards me. And now he stopped. So he's just hanging out, probably hunting frogs. See, what if I stand here? Can he see me if I stand behind this bush? Oh, what was that over there? Must have been a fish flopping or a frog jumping into the billabong. Well, he's not moving. He's still just checking out the... he's checking out that log. Logs are good. Everybody likes logs. I know I do. But I'm going to... I can smell this tree. We got this tree here with these nice pink blossoms all over it. And I can smell it. It smells nice. It smells lovely. But it is getting a little warm for me. I am kind of pushing the envelope here. This isn't the best idea for me to be out here in this kind of heat and direct sunlight. But I figured, oh, we're not going to be out for very long. Whoo! And it's starting to get to me. So I'm slowly walking out of here, slowly working my way back to my car, which has been fixed, by the way, if I forgot to mention it. There was a thing, a part of my exhaust system was leaking and it was making noise. And now my car is fixed. It's nice and quiet and stealthy again. And it runs a little bit better. All right, I'm looking over there at Lumberjack's den. I can't see anything. There's a blue jay standing here in the trees real close to me, to my left. Now I'm in the shade again. Ooh, yay. Hooray for forest canopy. I'm going to stand here for a minute, enjoy the shade. And I'm trying to look back into Lumberjack's den, that marmot den. Can't really see anything from this angle. Oh, my knee. There it goes. What keeps causing this? What am I doing? That's making my knee do this weird, painful thing. Okay, now it's gone. That's weird. It lasts for a little while, and then it turns off. It's not like a pain that comes and goes gradually. It is instant on and instant off. I don't recommend it. Walking by the dragonfly pond, I see a frog on the log. Hi, little froggy. He's just a little guy. And here we are, back to the shed. Doesn't look like anybody's been hanging out under the shed lately. Where are all my marmots? One of these days, when I think about it, we're going to have to go back out to Toll Park and check out those marmots and see if we've got any baby motts out there. Oh, man. Why is my knee being weird? Alright, oh, big wind. Ugh, that was enough wind that it probably clipped. That's not good. Well, so anyway, it's about time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I am back to my car. I've got my keys out. I gotta go home, get a nice cool beverage, because it's a little bit too hot out here. Just in time, because the kids have shown up. Why is this kid not in school? I guess it doesn't matter. My name's Tobe. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、 This is DJ Kumata.